If you're new to shortwave radio listening, the first thing you want to know about are shortwave radio bands and what they are. You'll hear the term a lot, and it's really a simple thing. Think of it as the same thing as your AM and FM radio bands. They're nothing more than a range of frequencies that you can tune into to dial in a station. Let's say you tune into AM radio station on 680 on your AM radio dial. Well, that's within the AM radio band. Same thing with FM. You turn into any given station, 97.1, well, that happens to be 97.1 megahertz on the FM radio band. Each of these bands have a frequency range assigned to them in which there can be multiple different stations. Well, the same thing with shortwave radio. I've got a chart listed below here, courtesy of Grundig, which happens to list the different frequency ranges for all of the different shortwave radio bands that have been labeled. So it may help you to take a look at it and know which frequencies to tune into and scan through to try to find shortwave radio stations. Just know this. Some of these bands are better during the day. Some bands are better during the night. And again, there's some more charts here listed to point those particular bands out to you. I have found that, personally, that I'll tend to receive more shortwave radio bands and stations during the evening, right around sunset. Add 2 to 4 hours to that, usually is the prime time listening for shortwave radio. Similarly, in the morning, you'll get a number of stations early in the morning as well. So that's it, a pretty simple concept, shortwave radio bands. Take a look at the list and enjoy your shortwave radio and scanning for stations.